you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having a wonderful, fantastic, wonderful day, afternoon, evening. No matter where you are, I know you're having an awesome time. I just want to let you know a couple things. You know, everybody's in a rush. Everybody's in a rush to get here, there, and everywhere. Technology has really, truly handicapped us in a way. We don't have a conversation with our family, friends, and our business partners. You know, I heard someone today said they set up a meeting via text. Well, I guess if you have that relationship like that, but, you know, what about just talking on the telephone? But I guess everybody not from, you know, don't want to do that. Even my niece said the millennials, guess what they doing? They asking each other out on a date. They even proposing to one another via text and Snapchat. I'm like, okay, so technology is amazing. I love it that, you know, you can do mobile things. You can actually, you know, correct a Word document on the go. You can send payment on the go with touch of touch of a hand. I mean, you can just hit one button and you can pay all your bills. All that is wonderful. But the thing is, you have to remember, communication is very important in regards to whatever you do. You know, you give people, you know, guidelines that they should go by, and you would hope, you know, that they will be in the spirit of excellence. You will hope that they will try to do the same thing, you know, for your brand as they you want people to do for your brand. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and I have the awesome opportunity of being the host of Good Deeds Radio and TV. You know, I'm transparent. We are really, truly, truly mobile today. We're getting ready to go down to the Super Bowl, Houston, and some people call it the last minute, wanted me to wear some of their clothing. Isn't that a blessing? So we actually are mobile. I'm actually in one of the corporate offices now doing the radio show. So the reason I have to say that is amazing. Technology, but we got to make sure we have the communication right, and we need to make sure we come with a humble spirit. You know, we're going to actually do a commercial break because we don't have our guests on the line. If the guests on the line, hit star 1, star 6, or star 1. But we're going to take a break, and I want you to listen to this awesome woman that speaks into my life on a daily basis, and, you know, her name is Minister Appointed, and we're going to listen to her song. Guess what it's called? It's called Opposites, and she's telling you that, yes, we can be opposite. We can disagree, but actually we need to agree on certain things that we're going to move forward in our destiny. We're going to walk in our purpose. It's okay for you to be a media personality just like I am. But guess what? You bring your own uniqueness to that. So we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to see where we're going to go from there. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your Son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith, not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die do what you say. And the times I thought I knew what to do, I now know you know things through and through.
You're wonderful, yes you are.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
I love it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I love it. If you want information about advertising, if you want information about sponsorship, if you actually need a media coach, you know, we actually coach people to actually start their own radio show platform and TV platform. You're going to hear more about that. If you want information about that, please go to ReneeSunday.com. And we're going to ask a question right now. You know, everybody sends questions in, so ask Renee. Ask Dr. Renee. It's a quick one, but I think it's one that we actually need to talk about. The question was, I'm going to try to say it in a nice way, because they wanted to know the real answer. And I said, I'm going to give you the real answer, of course. They said, one thing, Dr. Sunday, that you really want people to know that's important about their brand. And they said one thing. And I said, okay, I have to do one thing. I guess the one thing is integrity. You know, when you say one thing, you need to make sure you say that one thing. You know, I'm a minister, so I'm going to bring this in. What you do in the church should be the same thing you do outside the church. You know what I mean? So if you say one thing, you need to stick to that thing, because credibility, you know, being compassionate and showing love for other people, impact other people, you know, and never, never think that you know everything. And don't ever try to get some for nothing. That's just what I live by. So that was Ask Renee, and I told them I was going to tell them the real deal about it, so there it is. But we want to welcome. We actually have an awesome young lady that actually going to tell us some things and share the things that's been going over her life. I mean, telecommunication market, that's a big market. But we're going to actually have her talk about some things about, she's the founder and CEO of Listing Central, LLC. We want to welcome none other than Nicole Nixon to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hi, welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
Well, that's a good one. So first, Dr. Renee, I am so pleased and honored to join you on the show today. As you know, I am a wife, a mother of five, and the CEO and founder of Listing Central, LLC. What is Listing Central? Listing Central is a data technology company that was created to change how data flows from telephone companies to other data outlets across the United States. Some of those outlets are like the local and national 411 database, the local white and yellow page telephone book, and then online databases like Google, OnStar, 411.com, whitepages.com. If you're pulling data from the internet, more than likely we submitted that data to those database providers. So that's just a little subset of who Listing Central is.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's a whole but let me ask you this, because you know, I always like to empower women and, you know, in things. No offense, men, but I want to, if you don't mind, tell us how you actually got in this market, because I'm, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not too many women actually in this type of market. Tell us how you actually got birthed into this, because we're so proud of you and the things that you're doing.
Well, no, I truly appreciate that. It's a quite interesting story. I was raised by a single dad, and by the time I graduated from high school, I always knew that I wanted to have a family. And so I started my family at the very early age. I had my first child at 19 and my second child at 21. And what happened when I went into college after my second child, it was very difficult for me to continue with my college education. So at that time I figured I'm going to need to get a good job, not just a job, a good job. And at that time, I decided, okay, well, I could either go work for the government or go work for a phone company. And the phone company won. So I started working for, at the time, it was Bell Atlantic, now Verizon. And when I got that job, I knew I'm just going to be the best. Whatever they wanted me to do, I'm going to do it. 6 months into that role, as a traditional customer service rep, which I love, I was asked to join a project. And that project focused on many different, but it supported the IT organization. I did not have an IT background. I was new to telecom, so I had a lot of studying to do. I also suffered with dyslexia when I was in high school, so a lot of things that I read, I had to reread it and read it over again. Some things I had to read about 5 different times to just clearly understand what the content was telling me. So there were many weekends I would go in, and one of the great things about Verizon at that time was that when they offered me the opportunity to go on that project, they also gave me access to their databases, to their information, to all things to help me learn. So through studying and learning how to test with their IT groups, it allowed me to understand more of how the data flowed within their database. And it was thanks to those opportunities of many different projects, I was able to not only learn how to speak intelligently to the IT organization, but I was able to learn how to start defining my own requirements so that I could tell them systematically how they needed to make effective changes for the data to flow even better. That's actually how I got started, simply going in on the weekends and putting myself to work.
Wow, that's powerful. You know, one thing that was that I just really hear throughout is your dedication, and we actually have to have that if we want to actually be business owners. So I commend you totally for that. You know, when you started your own business, we always ask people these questions. You know, you wanted a better life for yourself and your legacy, but where you are right now, what things can you tell, you know, people that's wanting to start a business that, you know, they have that idea, but they actually haven't stepped out on faith to actually, you know, haven't even made the, you know, got the LLC. They haven't even stepped out that much. What advice that you can actually give them that they can actually get pushed into their destiny?
Well, what's interesting, and I really appreciate that question, what's very interesting about how I became an entrepreneur, it's quite, I don't think it's actually different from what a lot of people go through. When I was at Verizon, and even being a young single mother prior to getting married at the time, I was dealing with a lot of hurt and emotions and just simply trying to be a better me. And one of the best things that I remember with every job I had, and I started working at the age of even 14 years old, I made each job the best. So I wasn't waiting to get the best job to do the best job. Every job was the best job. And I had to make sure that my attitude reflected that. So if people wanted me to do something, I didn't say, well, no, that's not my role, I don't do that. I was happy to do it, because every opportunity was only preparing me for the elevation that God had already planned for my life. And so in order for me to take that next step, one of the other major components that I had to do was truly have a foundation in God, because people will try to put you in a box. And if you allow that to happen, then you're forgetting or not allowing yourself to go as far beyond as you and your possibilities can go. But by having a foundation in God, if God is your source, then that push is not a problem, because he's got your back. You know, and when I told my husband, when I left Verizon, actually, a few years later, I received a phone call from Time Warner Cable, which allowed me to kind of expand my knowledge in the telecommunications arena. And ironically, you know, I am also women empowerment, you know, all things girl power. But there are still many women, when you get into the corporate environment, who compete for certain positions. And I'll never forget, one of the directors that I worked for told me, you're not going to get promoted because I'm in the position you would normally go into. And it was at that moment that I could have just become upset and forgotten all about my dreams, but that's actually not what happened. It was at that moment that God said, it's okay that she doesn't promote you, because I'm going to promote you. And it was at that moment that I realized, okay, so God, what's next? And what was next was just paying attention to my expertise. I recognized a situation, a problem in the telecom industry, and that's when I had that push to do what God called me to do, start my own telecommunications company to solve this problem in telecommunications. And it's now been 6 years later, and I'm still standing.
Wow. I mean, I'm just jumping over here because I just love to hear what you just have said, because we need that. I mean, a lot of times we don't want to say this, but the pain that we experience, no matter what type of pain, it pushes us in our purpose. And I'm so glad that your source and mine as well, and we try to express that. You know, it's not by your skill set, it's what God empowers you to do. So I'm so glad that you openly say that, because we all need to stand up and say where our real source is coming from, and so people will know what we stand for. So I commend you for that. Thank you so much, my sister, for being open for that.
And thank you, Dr. Renee. You know, I also want people to understand, when it's time for you to make that decision to become an entrepreneur, I really want people to understand what they're asking for. For example, when you're praying for a better job and a better opportunity and more money, I need people to understand you're praying for more work, more difficulty, more complexity with people you interact with. You know, every step I took, there was an obstacle. I mean, for those who don't know, I now have 5 children. I am now married to that boyfriend back almost 23 years ago. And so for every step I took, and to be honest with you, every child I had, there was someone else saying, oh, wow, well, now that you have 3 kids, you can't be a career woman. Oh, and now you have 4 kids, oh, you really can't be a career woman. You can't work and have that many kids and truly be a great mom. Oh, now you have 5 kids, oh, it's over. You really can't do it. And then even once I proved them wrong and started the company, then it became the time where I went in front of investors and they said, oh, you're a woman. Oh, we don't even know if we want to invest in you for you to run the company. We'll invest in you if you let a man run the company. I mean, I need entrepreneurs to understand, it's not so much the road becomes easier, but if your foundation is solid, then the road no longer matters, because God is going to give you a different vehicle to drive on that road.
That's right there. As the kid said, that's a tweetable. That's a one you need to write down and take to the bank on that. Well, let me ask you this. In with your business, do you do contracts with, I just said regular people like us, or do you do it more with corporations, or you kind of do both?
That's actually a great question. So our focus has been over the past 6 years where we have contracts with the large business customers. However, in 2017, that is drastically changing because keep in mind, Listing Central is a company that collects data across the United States. So in the very near future, we will be announcing, and Dr. Renee, hopefully I'll come back on the show and announce it on your show, where we will be able to sign business-to-business contracts to actually help small business owners expand their footprint and support their reach by making sure we give them the actual customer content, so the footprint of who they can market to. So if you're in Maryland and you're a salon owner, we will help you identify a certain demographic of people you can market to. So in 2017, we will be making that available.
Wow, I'm excited. And, yes, you can come back on the show. I'm excited about that. So that is so powerful. Oh, wow. Well, let me ask you, do you have any events that's coming up or anything that we can actually shout out, that we actually need
Absolutely.
To get through the social media and through our network? Let us know about that because we love what you're saying, the tone of what you're saying, but we actually need to get people to you, actually.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that. Well, one thing, as I've been growing stronger in my business, I can never forget home. Home for me is on the eastern shore of Maryland. And as soon as I had the opportunity, I created an event called Community Works. We had our first event in October of 2016, where I took business owners from all over the DMV back to the Eastern Shore in an area that maybe a lot of entrepreneurs have not yet been birthed. There are entrepreneurs, but the access to information, to accountants, to finance individuals, to real estate executives, those folks may not have access to them. So the Community Works event that we have each year, we'll also have it again October of this year as well, and we'll have it every year thereafter, is to make sure our people have access. If you're in the community and you want to grow or know how to grow and don't know how to do that, the Community Works event will do that. So those events are normally in October of each year. But the more recent event that I'll be attending is actually on this Saturday. I'll be hosting the 6th Annual Black History event in Annapolis, Maryland. And so it's going to be an awesome event because, we just can never forget where we come from. And when I was asked to host this event, which is actually being held by Larry White Sr., it's one of those things where we have to give back. Our children are depending on us. I'm excited to be a mother of 5 children, and my children now not only are looking at places where they may want to work, but they're already starting to think about, well, maybe I don't want to work. Maybe I want to start my own business. And even when it comes to Black history, we have to pay homage to those who came before us, who made this even possible. I'm a young Black woman living in Loudoun County, Virginia, and I'm successful. My husband is successful. Our children are successful. So I am definitely one of those people. If I find an event where I can help, empower, educate, I'm there. So if you can connect with me either this Saturday at the 6th Annual Black History event in Annapolis, Maryland, or at the Community Works event in October, which is also going to be in Cambridge, Maryland on the Eastern Shore, or even keeping up with us on Facebook and other outlets, we must connect. We must empower. We must help those not so much who can't help themselves, but may not just have the access to do so. So we can't stop. So just when you become an entrepreneur, don't stop working what you do. Get Get your foundation solid so you can be prepared to help the next person.
That's right. And you know, I know the listening audience kind of laughing because that's where I would have said, what? Don't stop, get it, right?
Absolutely.
You know why I always say that. But I just commend you on your being a host of an event. I love truly doing that myself, and it actually engaging and motivating the audience, because that's what people want to come to events to actually be. They want to be empowered and motivated, but they want to get some results as well, meaning connections, like you're saying. So we thank Larry White Sr., you know, the CEO of VIP Events Concierge, for actually connecting me with you and actually you guys collaborating in on this awesome event that's coming up. And I know more and more would come. And, you know, time goes by so quickly here. So if you have anything else you want to let us know, that we only, ladies and gentlemen, we only tipped the iceberg. This young lady has to come back, you know, several times actually to tell us all the wonderful things that she actually is doing, and that's in her spirit right now, that actually is going to be birthed, manifest very soon. We actually want you to say that, and please give us how we can contact you and how we can support you on social media as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Renee. And, yes, I will always be available to support you and however I can. As you find young women who may need to be inspired and encouraged, I'm here. Even young men, you know, this is the time where we have to support the empowerment of our men. I don't care, young and old, it's time for us to invest in us. So if people want to learn more about Listing Central, you can go to www.listingcentralllc.com. There's a contact us page. You can actually submit questions there. Those questions will come directly to me. You can also find me on Facebook under Nicole Boston Nixon, as well as I don't do Twitter, and I know Larry White Sr. is probably cringing when he hears that, but you can find me on Facebook. Either connect with me there and go to the event. It's time to get out the house. Let's get together. Let's empower those who need to be empowered. And for those who may be listening who may feel discouraged, don't be discouraged, because I always tell people, before I could dream for myself, God dreamed for me. So now I'm here, and I will also help you as well. So, Dr. Renee, I truly appreciate you, and I look forward to 2017.
Oh, Lord. You guys, you know she messed me up when she just said that. Oh, my God. She said, when I couldn't dream for myself, God dreamed for me. That's just, Lord. They know I'm a dream person. I love talking about dreams and goals and people manifesting their destiny. Because, you know, that's what I say, Nicole. If they're not in their destiny, guess what? I can't really be in mine. You know, I'm waiting on you to step up to the plate, to step out, and your purpose being, you know, seen by people. And you, oh my God, you just messed me up. But we thank you. We thank you so much, first of all, for
thank
you being in your purpose. And then, of course, being here with us in good deeds. We don't take it for granted that you're taking time out your busy schedule. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to contact us here at Good Deeds.
I sure will. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know we ain't had another powerful session. She messed me up by doing that. I can't hardly walk now almost. But the thing is, please connect with her. Please look into the information that we'll have on our social media and also our website about her events and future events, because she said after this one is more coming later in the year. So please connect with her. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in the city or not. Her services, you can still use them. You know, virtually, like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, technology is amazing. So we do business all the way in New Zealand, South Africa, London, you know, all places. And it doesn't matter. You just got to have your spirit of excellence. And always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born, and the reason you're here right now. You have to do the three things I always say. Believe, trust, and walk out your destiny. And, you know, don't stop. Get it. If you want to get in contact with us for anything, please go to ReneeSunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, like the day of the week, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and you know this is Good Deeds. We love you, love you, love you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.